Here's a story we were contacted about. A man suffering from terminal cancer has slammed the Department for Social Development after he was told he is no longer entitled to DLA or a carer's allowance. No DLA, no carer's allowance, he was told, and he had terminal cancer. David Butler from Lurgan also suffers from arthritis, was forced to return his mobility car last week. They took it off him, and he has terminal cancer. He's been talking to our reporter, Lisa McAllister.
It's chronic lymphomic leukemia, and it is terminal. It's non-curable. I was diagnosed that in 2004, 2005. I was then given 6 months of chemotherapy, and at the end of it, thankfully, it had put the cancer into remission.
And how did the treatment affect you, both during and as an after effect?
After getting the treatment, I was very unsettled. You could say walking the walls. Eventually, when it did finish, that was okay. But there has been a side effect from that, that it killed off my immune system. I am susceptible to this present day of getting infections on the chest, and I am receiving treatment at the moment on a monthly basis for my immune system.
Every aspect then of your life has been affected, so you began to receive benefits.
I was told that I was getting mobility and cures, and with that I then, about 6 months later, went and got myself a mobility car, which was very useful.
When you say useful, what sort of a difference did having the mobility car make to your day-to-day life?
Getting out and about, being able to go and do shopping and going to places didn't entail having to get transport and walking distances. I was diagnosed by the doctor. I've got osteoarthritis in my lower back and my hips, and going down onto my knees, making walking and getting about just that bit more difficult. And I am now having to resort to using a walking stick as well. And if I walk any distance, it's so sore.
You came then to rely even more over the years on the mobility car. So what happened in recent months?
Well, after the reapplication of the renewing of the mobility and cures, I was told that it wasn't being renewed. I wasn't entitled to it. I then went and sought advice and was told to appeal it, which I did, and the decision came back that I still wasn't entitled. I had to leave my car back on the 30th of July under the terms of the mobility.
How difficult has it been for you over the last couple of weeks and months dealing with not just your illness and the side effects, but the anxiety on top of losing your mobility car and carer's allowance?
I would say that the stress level has sort of gone up. Apart from having sort of the cancer and the arthritis, I've also got diabetes and I have high blood pressure. It's unfortunate, my circumstances. I would want to be in better health, but unfortunately I'm not. And I also feel that I have also worked in my life. When I left school, I went into a job, and I was in that job for 34 years. And unfortunately, with the illness and with other bits and pieces, I had to give the job up or retire from it. And the situation is now that I've paid into the system, asking only for a small amount. Those that also have cancer should be treated with respect and understanding that their quality of life will go downhill and unfortunately end in the death of that person.
Well, that's obviously a very vulnerable man who needs help. We contacted the Department for Social Development. They came back to us. They say that they wouldn't talk about individual cases. Then they spoke to the claimant, that's David. And according to David, 24 hours later, and this is good news, just after we started making the inquiries on his behalf, he got all of his benefits reinstated. Have a listen to this.
I've just had a phone call this morning from Mobility indicating that my Mobility has been reinstated and my CARES package as well, which I confirmed by phoning Castle Court down in Belfast just to ask them. And I'm a bit shocked at what the quickness and the suddenness of it. But I'm glad that things have sort of worked out for myself. I do feel annoyed that, you know, I've had to be had put through this annoyance. I'm glad that I was able to, you know, highlight the case, but being the person I am, I wouldn't sort of go down this road every day.